Welcome to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson, a space designed to help you create amazing relationships with yourself and others. Get ready to experience hope, love, and inspiration. Here's your host, Kim Wilson.
Greetings. I'm Kim Wilson. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Today we're talking about how to respond to difficult people. Interacting with difficult people can be emotionally draining. Some of you may live or work with a person who is difficult. And when I say difficult, they may be argumentative, they're always wanting to debate, they may not follow instructions, or they come in with a chip on their shoulder, attitude challenges. Whether your difficult encounter is with a spouse, coworker, client, family member, or even a stranger, it can create stressful feelings. If you're not paying attention, the stressful feelings can impact your relationship with yourself and others. Before you know it, you can have an attitude just like the person. You can find yourself being difficult if you're not paying attention. Many years ago, I used to have a coworker that rarely smiled. And when she did smile, or you found her chuckling, it's because she was either criticizing somebody else, putting somebody down, or just being kind of mean. And every time someone would make a statement, no matter what it was, she found a way to argue a point. If you said the sky was blue, before you knew it, she's wanting to argue what time the sky turned blue. And I noticed that whenever I interacted with her, my heart felt like it started to beat a little faster. Something felt like it was rising in my chest from interacting with this person because she was being difficult. Then I realized that I was taking on her energy. I was allowing her energy to transfer to me. So whenever I interacted with her, I was very conscious of what I said, how fast or how slow I spoke. I was conscious of the words that I used. And I always limit my conversations with her, but I was very intentional about communicating with love. My intent, whenever I entered into a conversation with her, I was very clear about my intent. My intent was not to prove a point. My intent was not to make her feel like I knew a little bit more than she did. My intent at a certain point was to make sure I left her well, to make sure that I entered into that conversation with love. So when we find ourselves interacting or in this space with difficult people, how do we handle that? How do we manage that? Well, one of the first things that we have to do, what I believe we should do, is stay calm. Stay calm and be aware that you are dealing with a person participating in irrational thinking. And a lot of times when people are being irrational, they don't know that they are being irrational. And so we are expecting a person with irrational thoughts, irrational beliefs, to be rational. And when I say irrational, I'm talking about an absence of balance, not being able to bring your thoughts together and have balance in those thoughts, and not being open to new ideas, what the other person is saying. It's like, I'm right. I know the way. What you say does not matter because I have all of the answers. That's irrational thinking. And the other thing, by the time somebody gets to that point and they cannot hear what you are thinking, I always think to myself, they can't hear what you're saying. I like to say to myself, you know what? I don't know what that person has gone through before they walked through that door. I don't know what that person has gone through before they took two steps towards my face. I don't know. But I do know in this moment, I have the power to control my thoughts, my words, and how I'm going to respond. So I'm going to be very intentional to make sure that I don't injure myself in this process or injure the other person. And when I say injure them emotionally and injure myself, because if I have to go up a couple of notches, raise my voice, that's not going to leave me feeling well. Not for me. The other thing is, when you find yourself in a space with difficult people, the next thing you can do is listen. Listen deeply. Anytime you listen to a person, you're going to learn new information. You're going to get some information, and information is key, because when we get information, we can make some really great decisions. Listen and see what it is that they want. Listen for the ask. When do they need to be heard? Do they need attention? What is it? Are they asking for help? When we listen to people and you find that the other person has a very hard time listening, and usually difficult people, they don't always listen that well. And when they do listen, they hear it in a different way. And you're having to clarify and say, no, that's not what I said. No, that's not what I meant. So in a lot of times, when you see that a person is constantly talking, that means that they are not listening. So if you are not listening, that means that you are probably missing a lot of key pieces of information. Well, not probably, you are, because you spend all your time talking. If you're talking, you are not listening. So when you find yourself in this space with a difficult person, a customer, a family member, a spouse, listen, see what it is that they want, what they're trying to say. And once you spend time listening, I like to say, let me just be clear. Do I hear you saying, are you saying, is this what you mean? That way you can stay on the same page, because sometimes people think they have communicated their thoughts clearly and they have not. And they'll say, well, I said such and such. Okay. That can turn into a debate when you say no, because what you said was no, I didn't. I stopped that right there. Okay. Let me make sure I heard you clearly. Tell me again what you meant. Yes. And that's how you do it. Because that whole thing of going back and forth doesn't bring resolve. It doesn't solve anything. What it does, it stacks another layer of negative energy into that space, into what's already going on. When you find yourself in a space with difficult people, the third thing you can do is stay in solution mode. Think about solutions instead of problems. You know, train your brain to be aware of small things. When I say small things, they're not really a small thing, it's a big thing, like trees, breathing, having food, shelter, just staying in positive mode, talking about the solution. And a lot of times when we are interacting with difficult people, they spend a lot of time talking about the problem. And if you spend a lot of time talking about a problem, of course you're going to be in a negative space. Of course you're going to give off negative energy, because you are spending a lot of time talking about problems. Talking about problems do not make you feel good, especially if you're not talking about the problem and immediately searching for a solution. It's something about talking about the solution, thinking about the solution, that makes me feel good, that brings comfort to me. I don't know about you, but when I talk about solutions, then I'm thinking about possibilities. And to me, that is an amazing feeling. When we are dealing with difficult people, this is the fourth one. When you are in a space with a difficult person, avoid certain statements like, I understand what you're going through, because that right there can spark a debate, because the person will say, you don't know what I'm going through. Have you ever been through such and such? Do you really know? And again, we're trying to avoid debates and stacking that argument. If you don't understand, you can always use a statement like, tell me more about your experience so I can understand. And what we're doing is we're gently pulling in our I statements. I statements, it takes away this atmosphere of blaming, and it can prevent shaming. So when you use your I statements, I feel like I hear you saying, the closer the relationship, the closer you are in a relationship to a person, the more knowledge you'll have that will work best to calm things down in a situation. Because a lot of times when we know people and we know that they can be difficult, we kind of know how to maneuver ourselves with them, and we can use that to our advantage. And when you have a relationship with somebody, it really can improve the outcome of a really difficult situation. I always like to say, at the end of the day, usually people, they just want to know that they matter to you. They want to know that you hear them. By the time somebody comes to the workspace, your home being difficult, it's more than what's just going on in that moment. Pretty sure of that. Because if you pull the curtains back on their life and look at probably even the day before, the kind of night that they had, if you pull the curtains back and we look at something that happened 5 years ago, or we just kind of look at the point when they started being difficult, or even we can take a look at who taught them how to be difficult, then it's like, okay, you know what? Let me raise my right hand, take a step back. I accept that this is something that you're going through. I accept it is not within my power to change it. And I accept I do have the power to respond to you in a way that releases love and not take it away. Now, there's a saying out there, if you look hard enough, you'll find it. If you look for happiness, just as one looks for problems and negativity in a situation, you can find it. So sometimes, even when difficult people are looking for negativity and problems, you certainly can be the person that's looking for happiness and the solution. That's my time. Want more? Come and hang out with me this Thursday, October the 26th at my live event. It's going to be at the Douglasville Conference Center. It's called When Being Around Family Hurts. I'm going to be with Dr. Sharon Bell-Hamel, a naturopath and licensed family therapist. As the holiday approaches, sometimes people become overwhelmed by being around family due to unresolved feelings of hurt. There's a registration link on my webpage. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, family member, coworker, and anybody looking to strengthen their family relationships. I want to see your face in the place. This Thursday, October the 26th at 6:30 p.m. We'll go from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Onward, upward, and beyond.
Thank you for listening to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson. Want more? Visit kwspeaks.com. That's kwspeaks.com for the latest inspirational blogs.